Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Welcome to the Lady Gang. You're about to listen to our podcast, but there is so much more our community has to offer. Follow us at the Lady Gang, join our secret Facebook group, shop our clothing line, books, and find out when we're going to be in your city at theladygang.com. We're so excited you're here. Enjoy the show.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by the all-new Hyundai Tucson, the SUV reimagined from the inside out. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How is everybody?
I'm doing good.
Kelty, you look very pretty and very glowy.
Thank you so much. I don't know. You probably saw it on my Instagram yesterday, but I did a spa day in my bathroom.
Yeah, it was intense.
It was intense, but I thought, you know, I just want everyone to know how much work it takes for me to look kind of presentable. I also have, like, not to say I'm so important, but I have an important meeting later that I have to, like, look good for. So
I'm surprised that it wasn't on our calendar, all of your personal meetings.
All of her meetings come up on our calendar. And
first,
it's just
and then
so
I move
funny.
Them. Then I
just
move them
away. Just know that she's
super
busy.
I think she's,
busy.
Like, working with us because sometimes it's, like, really big meetings. It's like, meet with Jeff Bezos, 3 p.m. And then I'll send a text in the group. I'm like, do we have a meeting with Jeff Bezos? And it's like, and Kelty's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know how that happened. It's just my meeting.
I don't know
meeting.
How that happened to be on your calendar, even though I have to press Lady Gang when I put the calendar in.
Sorry.
Also, I have a question about your primping. You did a spray.
It's good.
The Saint-Tropez. I need to know about it too.
Me too. It's a mist. Can you tell me?
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys follow that Instagram, Things I Bought and Liked?
Are you kidding me? She's my friend. And by friend, I mean we do them sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I love that Instagram because she doesn't do any sponsor posts. I don't know why she's doing it if she's not getting paid, but live your life. Anyway, so she posted about it and she was like, this product's incredible. So I literally ordered it because of her. So she should be making a commission, but she's not. And so it's the Saint-Tropez Purity Mist.
Yeah.
And it's basically, okay, there's a couple things at work here. Number one, the mist that comes out when you press the pump is the finest mist I've ever seen come out of a pump, not aerosol. It's not aerosol. It's like an actual, like, hairspray pump,
yes.
You know?
So it's not like droplets.
No, it is so misty.
That's like the L'Oreal one that I used for a while.
But that's an aerosol.
Oh, you're right. I get
this
it.
This is like a pump.
An actual pump mist.
Yeah, pump mist. And it's the hint. It's like very, very light and it does not clog pores. And so what I do is after I finish my whole night of, like, you know, I like to put so much serum on, I do a light misting of just my chest and face. And then you wake up in the morning and you're just kind of like alive, but it's not full spray tan. I don't do my arm because my arms and stuff are getting tan. It's like the SPF 50 is where I wear on my face. So I never have a tan on my face, but then sometimes my legs are kind of tan.
So it doesn't turn your blackheads black.
Not at
That's
all.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
The
that
grossest bought, thing.
Yes. Well, my not even blackheads. It's just my
no,
pores.
It's your pores.
It'll
yeah,
just
it looks
get
like
into my pores and I'll have orange dots all over my face.
No, it's really good. And isn't the Sephora sale on right now? So you could probably get a discount. Go
ooh,
get it.
Well,
probably
that brand is my favorite body tanning. So
I have had used their other products and I don't love them. So it's
oh, really?
Like,
I love their body, like, mousse.
All right. I hate the body mousse. Live your
things
life.
Things we bought and liked. I want her to come on the podcast so bad.
I know.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
But I think it's because she has like a very corporate job. She makes a really good living, which is why she can come on anonymously. I know. I invited her to our show when we were doing our live shows in Texas because she lives down here. And something came up for her, but she was going to come. And I was like, if you come, will you come on stage and talk about some of your products? She's like, I don't think I can.
We need to re-ask her about coming anonymously on the podcast. Oh, we can even change your voice if you want.
I'm so annoying. I send her DMs a lot. I'm like, damn it. What's this thing that you talked about? I forgot. She must get those all the time, but she's so nice and she always responds. Okay. Well,
anyways,
we have done a big intro and now it's time for a quick little good week, bad week.
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I'll start.
Okay.
So I live in Austin, as I've said 8 million times already. But just in case you guys are new to the podcast, I am someone who I used to see the memes for Target and I would kind of be not snooty about it because I love Target. I'm not like above Target. I fucking love it. But I never understood going in and getting sucked in. Like I would go for the thing I needed and I loved that. But
you're not the $300 buyer.
No, I'd be like, what are these women doing? They're saying that they go in for one thing and get $300. I don't get it. Well, I stand corrected. I have been to Target every other day since I've been here. I have spent an embarrassing amount of money, but it is so nice. And it's just like they have organizational stuff now where you don't even have to go to the Container Store. You can just get it all at Target. All the collaborations they're doing now are chic. Like McGee and Co. has a whole collaboration. It's so great. This is not a Target ad, but I get it. I'm sucked in. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid and it feels good. And they have a Starbucks in this one like they have in a lot of them, which is like, again, genius.
Genius. Do you think that the reason why you love Target so much now is because it was such a fucking pain in the ass to go to a Target in LA?
Yes. Yeah. The one in West Hollywood was like 85 levels of a parking garage.
There's nothing that stresses me out more than a vertical Target. Like that gave me pure anxiety going into the vertical ones. And you have to take an elevator to every little section. I'm like,
Vertical Target. I didn't know why I was stressed, but you've just uncovered it.
Well, come
you
out.
Need a sprawling Target.
Like, I can't wait to go on a Target run in Austin when we come see you.
Come out to Bee Cave and we'll just go ham. That's the area of town it's in. Okay. My bad week is that my PMS irritability for the last 2 months has been like a goddamn freight train. And I hate myself and everyone around me hates me too. And I don't know what to do about it.
Is it just during PMS or the last 2 months is just straight?
Oh no, it's legitimately, I'll check my period tracker and it'll be like every time it'll say, in 6 days, you're getting your period. Yeah. I'm like, oh, of course it's in 6 days because I fucking hate everybody today and every day up until I bleed.
Mm-hmm. But then it's like a great release and you're like, that's why.
Yeah. You take that big period poop and you're like, and then all your emotions go with
it. Yes. No, that's exactly
so
how it is.
Constipated before your period.
I don't have constipation in my life. I am the most regular person. So
must be nice.
I don't know. My poos here have been incredible.
You know what really helped me is when Candace was on the podcast, the hormone expert. If you haven't listened to those episodes, go back and listen to them. I got my hormones tested with her, and now I do progesterone cream on the back of my knees. I mean, I don't know. That's like a whole thing. But it helps.
My whole issue with my fertility bullshit, my body hates progesterone. So maybe my body just hates me. Maybe that's it.
Sounds like
It's like, get out of here, Becca.
Rest in peace, Becca. Who's next?
Jack?
I'll go. So my good week is I got a pretty amazing DM on Instagram. It's from Marissa. And Marissa said, okay, so listening to this week's episode when you all said butthole about 15 times. This is obviously the episode Uncomfortable Facts when it turned into a butthole episode. Yeah. I was paying for my groceries with the podcast paused in my AirPods in my pocket. Somehow it started playing from my phone instead of my AirPods. So fucking loud. Literally the moment you're all saying butthole, I was so embarrassed. I kept fumbling and couldn't get it to pause. And the buttholes just kept on coming. I was dying. So embarrassing, but makes for a good story. Like,
sorry, Marissa.
Sorry. I would love, like, if nobody's listened to that episode yet, the uncomfortable facts, like, please go. And I would love a butthole counter.
Count. Someone count the buttholes. Oh.
Somebody should have a, wait, let's all of us right now predict how many we think are in there.
15.
Oh.
36.
37. Okay. Dick. Is this like the Price is Right?
Mm-hmm. Closest to, but not over.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
Okay, my bad week also has to do with buttholes. So I'm in Phoenix right now. We're staying at an Airbnb and there are so many mosquitoes here. I don't know. Ooh. I never knew that mosquitoes existed in the desert in Phoenix when it is 100 degrees out, but there are so many mosquitoes. They're biting me everywhere. I got a mosquito bite on my face. And this morning I woke up and I don't know how, I don't know when, but I have a mosquito bite on the inside of my fucking butt cheeks.
Oh, I've had that before.
Please
by
tell
your
me.
Butthole?
By my butthole. Right next butthole. To the butthole. Near it, like an inch away from my butthole.
Is that because you rarely wear undergarments?
I wear underwear all the time. I don't want my
skirts with the high slits.
Oh, you just hike your underwear up. Oh, and I'm not wearing those right now. I'm with my parents.
I mean,
I have standards, you know?
I've seen you in some pretty
questionable parental outfit.
Oh, yeah, I definitely wear them in front of my parents. But
May's a cool mom.
May loves you no matter who you what you do. You whore.
She does. But how does a mosquito crawl up in your butthole? Do you think it was moist. When I was sleeping?
They like the moisture.
Yeah.
They thought it was just like a refuge, but it was just, I squished it, I guess. And then
clamp it up.
Congrats.
Bit me right on my butthole.
Bad week. So we've moved into this new house. We're about 3 weeks in and still not a lot of furniture, not a lot of things for Callie to play with. Like she likes to rest on a couch or whatever. We don't have that. So she has taken up a new hobby, which is hump the fuzzy blue blanket. She takes the blanket. She like takes her little paws and makes it into a very conglomerate pile.
Conglomerate is not the word.
A dog-sized pile. A dog-sized pile. Like she likes it to be not flat, like a real, like she's little boulder.
A bump. Yeah.
She creates a bump and then booty. She humps the fuck out of it for like until she's out of breath. Like stop and like she's panting. And I'll just come in and I'll just hear something and I'll be like, "What are you doing?" And she'll just be in a room humping. And I never thought she was that sexual because, you know, she was a teen mom. When we got her, she was only 4 months old and she was lactating. So she already had puppies.
Oh my God. I never realized that.
Yeah. She was a little baby mom. And so then we got her fixed because she wasn't fixed. And anyway, she just loves to hump. So at least one of us in this family loves to hump right now, you know?
Well, is it because Orly's not around and she used to hump Orly?
I know. I don't know. I think maybe she's missing Orly.
Mm. Live her life, you know?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Good week. Okay. I like to try every like makeup thing under the sun, right? Like every product, every treatment or whatever. Mm-hmm. I had never done the microneedling before. Ooh. And I thought this seems like it would hurt or it'd be bad. I think people are always like, how do you make your skin tighter? And it's like the cream, the whatever. I think microneedling is the one with that.
Of course. I just got microneedling last week too.
Yeah. It's great. I've had it twice now and I didn't want to give a review on it until I felt like it actually worked. Like it wasn't just like in 2 days, it's over like a facial, you know, but I actually think that if you had to invest money on something, I would do microneedling over like other things that I've done.
Well, the thing with microneedling is you need to do a series of them. Like you're not going to really see the results from one. You need to do like five, like once a month for like 5 months. And then you see like a complete change in like the texture and your pores and like all that kind of shit.
My pores have shrunk massively from microneedling regularly.
I need it.
Oh, I've only done one. All right. Well, today on the podcast, we have a fun game and we have our friend Heather Morris who's back and it's great. So stick around.
Stick around.
Okay, this next sponsor is one that I shamelessly reached out to a couple months ago because I'm such a huge fan of their stuff. Omnilux. It's that red light mask that you've seen me wear on Instagram. And a lot of you ask, what does it do? And does it work? Well, first of all, it does work. It's the first home use FDA cleared flexible LED anti-aging mask. It's based on the original Omnilux gold standard medical LED phototherapy device. So it's the safest, most effective home use device out there. They've got the FDA clearance and 40 plus peer-reviewed clinical papers to prove it. So there you go. It works. It uses optimized wavelengths of light and energy output to treat a variety of skin conditions, including the reduction of fine lines and wrinkles, the appearance of pigmentation, redness, and uneven skin tone, as well as the restoration of overall skin health and youthful glow. So the Omnilux Contour Collection includes flexible LED devices for face, neck, and hands. They are affordable and offer easy payments as well as special discounts, including ours. Use code LADYGANG to enjoy $50 off your first purchase today. Code LADYGANG. Enjoy $50 off at OmniluxLED.com. OmniluxLED.com.
Do amazing with Total Wireless, because when you move to Total Wireless, you can get an unlimited plan with incredible devices. Now with nationwide 5G available in 2,700 plus cities, capable device and SIM required. Get our best deal ever with an unlimited talk, text and data plan for $25 per month per line for 4 lines with 100 gigs of shared high speed data and then 2G, which means you can listen to a lot of Lady Gang podcast, which can save you up to $1,200 when compared to comparable 4-line postpaid plans from leading carrier. All of this on America's largest and most dependable network. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Visit totalwireless.com/coverage/check for more detailed coverage info. Plus, when you move to Total Wireless, you can get great deals on the latest phones and other devices, including hotspots, to keep you connected to what matters most, all with no contract. Discover us today at totalwireless.com. Total Wireless, do amazing. A month equals 30 days. A 30-day cycle for shared data family plans begins the day the first line or device is activated. Any lines or devices activated later in the first 30-day cycle will receive only the number of days remaining in that cycle. Savings claim excludes taxes, fees, auto pay discounts, and limited time pricing.
Source competitor to websites 10-2020.
Oh, my favorite topic, sexy vehicles. The new Hyundai Tucson falls under that category, and we know why. So they questioned everything when they created the best Tucson ever. Every inch of this all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovations both inside and out. Let me tell you, this car is sharp. We rode around in it from the outside to the inside. Every detail they have thought of, from design to technology to safety, every aspect of the new Tucson has been improved upon. So the SUV has been completely redesigned inside and out, like I said, and it has a digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key. Game changer. LED daytime running lights that are stylishly hidden within the front grille, making them invisible when not in use. Very chic look. And a user profiles plus 10.25 inch full touch infotainment screen on the inside. I felt like I was in a spaceship. They are very, very good at designing cars, and this one is like no other. Hyundai, it is so good. The new Tucson, it's even better. So go to Hyundai.com to learn more. Hyundai.com.
You're listening to the Lady Gang.
So we're going to get to Heather in 1 second, but we actually teamed up with Hyundai to show our support for small independent venues across the country. As you know, COVID has impacted so many legendary venues that we love, closing them down for over a year. And these stages have hosted some of our favorite shows like comedy, musical theater, Broadway. Ah! And it's important to us and to Hyundai that these venues remain open for future generations and future raging for us. So the National Independent Venue Association, known as NEVA, was created to provide support for these venues. They started the NEVA Emergency Relief Fund to provide assistance to these venues, especially those at the highest risk of going under. And that is why we partnered with SaveOurStages.com. So you can head on over to SaveOurStages.com to donate. Over the next month, we are going to have 2 vodcasts coming out, and they are video, and it's the secret project we've been working on, and we wore makeup and I wore like a bow in my hair, and it was amazing. So we decided to do the first vodcast around Broadway and to find out who like the final real Roxy Hart is. And then the second vodcast is going to be rock and roll. Do you say rock and roll? That sounds lame. Anyway, it's going to be available to watch in our Facebook group, in our private Facebook group. So if you're not on the private Facebook group, make sure to get in there. It's going to be on our Instagram at the Lady Gang of the IGTV, and it's going to be on LiveX Live this Thursday, May 27th. Okay. So anyway, that was a lot of information. But in celebration of this big thing, Becca wants to tell a story about me when I got in the new Tucson.
Okay, so this segment...
This is not planned, by the way.
I don't even know what the story is. Was I there?
Me either. And I'm like, it must be embarrassing, but I don't remember being embarrassing. So either. I know.
First of all, Jack, this was like your favorite moment of Lady Gang history, but we're standing outside the Ace Hotel.
Oh, which God. Is where, yeah, I know what this is.
Where one of the vodcast that we recorded was in, which was so epic. Like, it's probably the first and last time any of us will ever be asked to be on the stage at the Ace Hotel.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Anyways, that's beside the point. So we get to drive to these vodcasts in the new Hyundai Tucson. It's the sexy SUV. You've heard us talk about it on the podcast. And we're being filmed for the vodcast so that we can have this segment to open it. It's very cool.
It's like a little commercial, yeah, if you will.
And we feel very important. And not only are we getting out of this sleek vehicle, above us, there's a marquee that says, you know, today presenting the Lady Gang by Hyundai Tucson. So it was real deal. And of course, Kelty gets asked by our director to show herself opening and closing the back of the SUV.
Well, it's a touch, which I've never used before. It was game changer. You just press your little finger to that pad and then the whole thing comes down. I feel like if you're a mother, this would be like game changing. But anyway.
For sure. So, of course, Kelty takes her shining moment to film her solo shot of her showing the magic trunk opening and closing. And as Jack and I are just standing by watching her do her little segment, this big bus comes by. And we're downtown LA. And the bus comes by, and without even a moment to think about it, Kelty shoots her hand up in the air and smiles and waves as if they're spotting like Mickey Mouse at Disney World.
Like, Kelty felt like an actual celebrity in that moment. Did. She's like, of course they're looking at me. I got to give them a wave. Like, it's one of those TMZ buses.
It really felt like she has done this her whole life.
Schlepping to their downtown jobs on the bus.
And Kelty's with like this beautiful vehicle on the side of the road in stilettos showing its magical features. And she just thinks, like, literally didn't skip a beat. And she's the world famous celebrity that people would obviously recognize.
Honestly, I bet you that clip, I hope that they use that clip in when they're showing this whole thing, because it probably looks amazing. Like, you probably look like a fantastic commercial actor in that moment.
I just felt like people were looking me in the eyeballs. So I was like, I should be friendly and wave. And then also, it doesn't matter. Like, sometimes when I would be at the Universal Studios lot for work, sometimes like that trolley would drive by. I would always wave. I was like, these people are from Michigan. They're like, and we saw celebrities on the lot. Like, I'm like in my little stilettos. I'm like giving, they don't know what show I'm from.
That's
I could
true.
Be funny.
That's true. True. So they probably made it up in their own mind, whoever you are anyways.
Exactly. Okay, so in honor of our vodcast that's Broadway focused, I know Becca told this story, but I did want to have like one little funny Broadway joke. And so my favorite song of all times that I actually wanted to have as my audition song but never could sing it is from Rent. And it's that, take me out tonight. You know that song?
Oh, wow. No. Yes. Mimi sings it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if your lover was to take you out tonight.
Lover?
Like Jerry, Zach, I was gonna.
I know.
If your lover was really gonna take you lover. Tonight, what? Where do you want to go, and what do you want to do
Becca. Tonight?
Take her out.
Well,
tonight.
Actually, I would like my lover to take me out to really any restaurant in Austin, because apparently, now that the world's open up again, it's impossible to get a reservation at any decent restaurants in Austin. So.
Anywhere.
That's where I would like to go. Magically have a reservation.
Just somewhere. Any restaurant,
anywhere.
Please.
Anywhere.
Jacqueline?
If my lover were to take me out somewhere.
No, but do take me out.
No, you just did that for me. I'll just use yours.
Okay.
I mean, my biggest want with all of the closures and everything with the world is just a nice bowling date. Ugh. A gross, yucky bowling alley. That's where I want to go. What about you, Kelty?
If my lover took me out tonight, I want to go to like a 10 o'clock p.m. full body massage.
Oh, wow.
Why so
late?
I know
that sounds so sexual, but like I haven't had a full massage since the pandemic, and I love a spa. Like that's my happy place. And Chris and I used to go sometimes to like the Thai massage, and they, you know, you just get like an hour or another hour, whatever. Anyway, I would love to go for like a nighttime massage and then you just get into bed and you're so warm. But right now we're sleeping in our bathroom, so it's not as sexual. I want to tell you one more thing. Please, please watch the vodcast. We really like, I did the splits. I mean, we like went there. And we want to say thanks again to Hyundai. Tune into our Broadway show from the Ace Theater. What? We're so famous in Los Angeles this Thursday, May 27th. You'll be able to watch it in our private Facebook group, on the Lady Gang, Instagram TV, and on LiveX Live. And don't forget, the whole reason we got involved in this is to help support the amazing venues by visiting saveourstages.com to donate. All right, let's get to Heather.
Our guest today last visited us in 2017 when we asked her to bring tons of dirt on Becca, and she was super nice and had nothing mean to say about her at all. A former homecoming queen, former So You Think You Can Dance baby, a Queen Bee backup dancer, a Screen Actors Guild winner, a Dancing with the Stars shocker, and of course, our second favorite cheerio. She's back with a new scripted podcast, The Bystanders, starring Kristen Chenoweth, Jane Lynch, and Ed Westwick. And a bunch more. A comedic
Ed Westwick.
Ed Westwick.
Westwork. Westwork.
I'm also looking at this through my mic. A comedic dark comedy, a little bit campy, sprinkled with true crime. Obviously, we love it already. Please welcome back to the Lady Gang, our family, Heather Morris.
Woo! Yay!
Welcome.
Kelty, I feel like things. You should be a writer for television. That was like cryptic and amazing, my intro.
I know, it
although,
was.
Although she did say comedic dark comedy. I think it's just dark comedy.
Yeah.
No, I took that off the internet. So someone else wrote it.
I probably screwed it up.
Well, Heather, I also think that you should add, what we should add to your bio is mother of two small boys, because I've been sharing my house with two small boys this week. We have friends staying with us because their house is being renovated. What the actual fuck is this witchcraft, and how on earth do you do this?
Well, here's how I look at it, because right now they are 5 and 7. And like you said, they're terrors. Like, boys are just a completely different species than us. Mm-hmm. And
oh yeah.
They don't know how to clean up unless you say it 3 times in a row or like 5. And I mean, it's super hard now, but I just always look at it like when they're 13 and 14, and this is like discussed between moms, like moms now who have boys, and we're all just over it. We're like, at 13 years old, it will be worth it when the girls are being assholes to their moms and the boys are just doing sports.
Yeah.
And you just have to talk to them about sex.
Yeah. You're like front loading the hellish times of parenting.
Yeah.
You're going to be in bliss when your boys are like, mommy, you're the most beautiful creature that ever walked the earth, till the day they die. Like, they're going to think, worship you.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel for sure, because that is going to be hell for every girl mom out there.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So is the podcast not a comedic dark comedy?
Well, yes, it absolutely is a comedic dark comedy. Just dark comedy is
because you
a
don't
double.
Have to,
it cancels it.
You don't have to say it twice. A dark comedic dark comedy. You just say dark.
Did you
comedy.
Just get that?
I just Kelsey? Got it just now.
Okay. Wow. Cool.
That's where we're at.
It took a while.
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
Yes, so it is. So essentially, this is a dark comedy podcast written by two female writers and directors, Ash Lindsian and Jacqueline Hales, who are my producing partners. And this story is about a group of neighbors who discover one of their own getting brutally murdered in their apartment complex. And they do nothing about it, or so you believe. You come to find out much later, they have more to do with it than you think.
Oh.
So we have just an amazing cast. We have Kristen Chenoweth as our lead. Jane Lynch is our narrator. Michael Hitchcock, Oscar Nunez, Ed Westwick makes a little guest appearance in it. It is hysterical. We're produced by Black Label Media and Believe for distributing. And it's just like, it came together so well, and I never would have expected it.
I feel like you were meant for dark comedy.
Like, yeah, I
your
absolutely.
Your tone is so dark comedy. Like, it's crazy.
I know. And it's weird because you never know, like, as a comedian, what your avenue is until you, like, discover it.
Yeah.
And I've always loved dark comedy. I've always felt like I'm a little off in my humor.
No one did a line reading like Heather Morris.
What do you mean?
Really?
Okay, so,
that.
Like,
describe,
so you
describe.
Could give.
What's
so,
a line reading?
So it's the way somebody, reads a line, like a scripted line. So you could have given 10 people in the cast the same line, and 9 of them would have said it pretty similarly. Like their translation, their understanding of whatever the line was like, blah, whatever, normal. Then you give it to Heather and she says it in a way that you're like, what, how is her brain work like this? Also, how is this working? Because she somehow
makes...
How is this working? It was such a common question. Like, how on earth? It's like this special sauce that you have in your performances that, like, if there's something that's going to be, like, a little offbeat but hilarious, give it to Heather. And, like, that's crazy. Your role.
It's weird because, like, now when I watch myself, I don't know. I think I tried to steer so far from what I did before as an actor. I don't want to make the same choices every single time. Like, you know, you feel like it's boring sometimes. And so now I watch it. I'm like, what the fuck? But it's so funny. Like,
so funny.
So weird.
I love it.
Speaking of dark comedy and crime, because you're now on a, you know, you've entered Jack Vanek's lane, which she loves a murder podcast, even though this Jack is scripted and not true crime.
I love a true crime, but this is so exciting and interesting to me. Like, yeah. I've never listened to a scripted crime podcast. Like, yeah,
we're so into it. So what I want to ask everyone here today, what is the worst crime you've ever committed?
Oh, shit.
The worst crime you've ever committed.
Oh, I mean, I shoplifted. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, what'd you shoplift?
Some lip glosses.
Yes.
Mine was also a shoplifting. I think I told the story like in the beginning of the podcast when my cousin shoplifted a thong from JCPenney and she got put into the mall jail, which is the really creepy jail? Yeah, which is just a room with a guy takes you into the room. She was 13. It could never happen today. But yeah, during her kleptomaniac phase, I was too scared to take anything, but I did. The only thing I've ever stolen is the little ball to a belly button ring I took from a mall kiosk.
That is so weird.
And then I felt so bad. I never did.
I think I would do something like that too. Like take just the ball because you're missing your own.
Yeah.
Because it always fell out.
Yeah. I'm like, I mean, it's a replacement. You should get them for free anyways.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
When I was 16 years old, my mom bought me a Cadillac Escalade EXT.
Wow.
Because she was out of her mind and she didn't realize that a
16-year-old...
Such a small car. Wow. And I was just reckless. I was an idiot with it. And I was in the bowling alley parking lot.
Of course.
And I backed into another car. And then I left. And as an idiot, because I had to go back to pick somebody up, I went back. And so there were policemen there.
Oh, my God.
And they were
you
like,
went back
excuse
to the scene
me.
Of the crime.
And what with your busted bumper?
I
had nothing on mine, but theirs was busted.
Oh, so that's like the number one rule of crime is that you don't return to the scene once you flee.
Don't return.
No, you can't.
Only the guilty do, because as I've learned from Jack's podcast, because I listen to it a lot.
You do?
Like, yes, I do. I love your podcast. It is so good.
Thank you.
Yeah. My husband loves it too.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah. Most of those weirdos and crazy people show up because they they're like proud.
Or, and it's like taunting and then they just want to be connected to like people that show up for like vigils and shit like that. Yeah. It's, but it's yours is almost as bad.
It's like Dead to Me where they went to the vigil.
Yeah.
Like, people do that all the time.
So weird. Yeah. Well, I lived illegally for 2 years in the United States, so I'm just going to put that out there as my crime. I think you can go to jail for. Live your life. Now I have a green card. So I
think plenty of people do that, though.
I did go to the bar when I was like 15. So I had a fake ID.
I used my sister's ID.
So smart.
For a while. That's definitely illegal. So yeah. I probably have a pretty long rap sheet if I really thought about it.
I do too.
Yeah.
Okay. So Heather, I follow you on Instagram, obviously, and I saw, I love an inspirational quote, and you had posted something is a little bit older, but I saved it. And so I wanted to bring it up and I wanted you to kind of explain why it spoke to you, because I really think we need a little inspiration right now. So the quote said, "An entire sea of water can't sink a ship unless it gets inside the ship. Similarly, the negativity of the world can't put you down unless you allow it to get inside you."
Oh, just a moment for that.
Just take a moment.
It's just a moment. Let it sink in.
Let it sink in.
I just feel like, I mean, just as somebody who's struggled with mental health multiple times, at a young age, I lost my father and I dealt privately with depression, and I like never went to seek help. And then growing up, you know, after Glee happened, it was a very exciting and an also anxious time for me. And both of those times I allowed the world to kind of dictate my thoughts, my emotions, my outcomes. And I think if you just don't allow the opinions of others and you allow yourself to feel the way you feel, it's okay. And you should feel like that is valid enough.
Wow. Thought. Spoken like a true boss.
Also, say, also easier said than done.
That it is so, a lot easier so said than done. It is so hard.
But I will say I've seen you grow in this way so much. Because I met you at the peak of the fame, the craziness, the a lot of opinions about everybody and you and the rest of the cast. And I think that seeing you over the last 10 years, almost 9 years,
yeah, 10 years.
Yeah. Well, it actually, you are someone who does walk the walk as far as living your truth and not being apologetic about your opinions and using your voice. And I cannot say the same for myself. I am still so scared of other people's opinions and judgments. So I always admire you and your ability to do that. I think you've done a beautiful job.
Yeah. I mean, as Jack said, it takes a lot of work. Like, I think when I met you, I was at my lowest point mm-hmm. in the show. And it's because I allowed so many people's opinions to affect me to right. where I felt like literally a piece of shit, like on the floor, a piece of dog shit. And, yeah. You know, you have to get to your lowest point to realize like how you need to grow and what you need in order to thrive and be. So, I mean, as hard as it is, it's like we go through those times in order mm-hmm. to be better.
Yeah.
Isn't and- that so sad though? Like that you would be at the height, like everyone looking in
yeah,
at that. You was like, oh my God, she breakout. So funny. So beautiful. Incredible life. Like, and you were at your lowest. It's so interesting how those so things weird. Never happen at the same time.
Never. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I actually speak to a lot of actresses and actors who talk about that because it's very common. Like so mm-hmm. many people have that. And I think like, I always say there should be counselors for actors getting into the business and like becoming successful, because we need advice in order to say like, you don't have to say yes to everything. Like somebody yeah. needs to guide you and say like, you will completely fall from your place if you're not smart and careful about your choices. Cause if you work too hard, you're going to crash.
Well, and it's such a unique position too, just to be, well, number one, in the entertainment industry and doing the things that you guys do, like there's not a roadmap of what you should or should not do, how you should mentally handle a situation. And it's not like you could just go to a therapist that deals with like everybody and they can just tell you how to deal with it, because the pressures and people, you know, knowing every little thing about you and judging every little thing about you, it's on a different level that a normal person with a normal job and a normal life just like could not even comprehend.
No.
Right.
And you're a target for dirtbags. So you yeah, get on exactly. this hit show, everyone knows you're making a decent living. Everyone knows that you have this crazy platform. And if you trust the wrong, it can take one person. If you trust one person that they have the capabilities of completely ruining an experience and taking something from you that does not belong to them, but you don't know any better because nobody gives you that handbook.
It's also American culture. Like as we watched in the Free Britney documentary, like Americans are awful at bringing somebody up and then tearing them down.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a sick thing as humans, like whatever that mentality is, like we yeah. can't help ourselves and we all do it. That's the other thing that's so screwed up is like we want to champion somebody to the point at which
We can tear them down.
They're at the top, but then we want to get them to a place where we can tear them the
down. It's so, oh my gosh. I was watching the Michael Jordan documentary and it was the same exact thing. Anybody that gets that big, they get that big to be literally smashed back down on the ground. It's so insane.
I was going to say, the next thing I had written down was a very old interview. This is probably from that time. Someone was like, what's your goal? What's your next thing? And you were like, I just want to get married and I want to have babies. and you did that, you know? And so you've had both of those things. You've had, you know, I think whatever you were going through, you're smart enough in that moment to be like, my real purpose in life is to like have this family. Does it fulfill you in the way that you thought it would? Like, or was it more fun to be at the part of your life where you're like, I'm on a hit TV show and all these people are coming after me?
I think it's a matter of balance. I think I'm somebody who like puts all my eggs in a basket and then all of a sudden I'm like, shit, I hate this basket. Not hate it, but like, I'm really sick of this basket and I want to change it a little bit.
Yeah.
I did that with Glee. I did that with parenting. Like, I'm just an all-in person. And so I'm trying to diversify my life in that way. Yeah. You know, just create a balance, like not just doing all of one thing at once, not just being an actress all at once, not just being a mom all at once. Like really, like how can I make my day work as a working actress or a producer and then also be a good parent? And I mean, it's intangible, obviously. Nobody can
throw
do
a wife in there.
Throw a wife in there.
That's a full-time job.
Exactly.
Well, when we come back, I have a game based on your new podcast for us all to play, and I'm so excited. So stick around.
So there is so much BS circulating around the internet about how to clear your acne and get perfect skin. And you know what? None of it freaking works. But you know what does work? Prescription treatments. And that's why we're so excited about Apostrophe, our partner for this episode. So Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. So Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. You just fill out their online quiz and put in your medical history, snap a few selfies, and your dermatologist will create a customized treatment plan for you. So we have a special deal for our audience today. You can save $15 off your first visit with a board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/lady and use code lady. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/lady and click begin visit, then user code lady to sign up, and you'll get $15 off your first dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/lady and use that code lady to get your dermatology visit and save $15. We thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast today.
We love our sponsor, European Wax Center, and we're so excited to partner with these certified wax specialists that are all across the country at the European Wax Center. They are expertly trained to prep, protect, and pamper your skin. If you've never tried waxing before, you should get into it. If you've tried other places, I've talked about it many times on the podcast about European Wax Center is the most comfortable. They have special signature comfort wax. And now they just launched a brand new line of products that are perfect to pair with waxing. There's moisturizing treatments, after wax treatments, ingrown hair treatments, all kinds of things, which are amazing. These new products make the best wax ever even better. And they do 7.5 million bikinis a year, so you know you can trust them. Visit waxcenter.com to book your reservation today and check out the new line of products. And remember, your first wax at European Wax Center is free. Tell them the Lady Gang sent you and you're going to get your first wax free. Visit waxcenter.com to learn more.
Do you ever find yourself like mindlessly scrolling on your phone, whether it's through Facebook or Instagram, and you're like, oh my gosh, I wish I could be doing something a little bit more productive with my life? You need to check out Best Fiends. It is the best way to have a little fun, but still work your brain. If you like solving fun puzzles, Best Fiends is for you. It's for me. I've been playing for years now, and there's way more variety and strategy than you'll get from smashing candy round after round, or like I said, scrolling endlessly through social media. In fact, it's almost too fun. I've been playing Best Fiends for a while, and I'm telling you, I cannot stop. I always find myself playing, whether I'm watching a TV show or getting ready for bed, or I don't know, just chilling on the couch. And with Best Fiends, there's always something new to play. The adorable collectible characters just keep coming, and it's going to be hard to choose your favorite. It's my favorite part about Best Fiends. It's so aesthetically pleasing and adorable. So download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
You want to be able to listen to Lady Gang on your phone, right? That's why we love Total Wireless. Do amazing with Total Wireless. Get an unlimited talk, text, and data plan for $25 per month. 1 gig at high speed, then 2G. Total Wireless, do amazing. 1 month equals 30 days. Terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
You're listening to the Lady Gang.
Okay, so here's the game. Welcome back. This game, based on your new comedic dark comedy.
What's it called? Can you plug it?
Bystanders.
It's called The Bystanders.
Okay. Yeah. This game is based on Heather's new podcast, The Bystanders. It's called The Real Bystanders.
Ooh.
Bystanders?
Bystanders. You know, we had this debate in the beginning of Lady Gang. We like talked about, is it bystander?
Yep. Not bystanders.
It's
not
like a standard.
Bystander.
Yeah.
Yes.
The it's real bystander.
Yeah. It's a psychological phenomenon that when more people are around, the less likely people are to do something. And it's a full
you're right.
psychological effect that they studied based on this woman who was brutally murdered in New York in her apartment complex, and like 30 people witnessed it.
Well, you just think that somebody else is going to do the thing.
Something.
Like, they'll
you think somebody else is.
I love that you have a whiteboard ready for the game.
She does.
I know.
Well, this game
is my child's whiteboard.
Okay. The game, The Real Bystanders. Who knows more about Becca, the game? I'm never going to say it right. Heather was a bystander to Becca in Glee. Jack has been a bystander to the podcast version of Becca. So we're going to play a game. Who really knows her best?
Oh, Becca?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Question. So what's going to happen is that we all have something to write on. I don't, because I'm the host. We're going to ask a question. Becca's going to write her answer. Heather and Jack are going to write their answer. Once we're done, Becca's going to present her answer, and we're going to see if anyone gets it right. And you win nothing. Okay, here we go. Question number one. Becca's at the after party. What is she drinking?
Oh, God. Okay. Listen, after like, party. Jack knows everything. I know nothing.
No. I'll be honest. No. Just write your answer.
Just write it down.
I have mine.
Okay. Oh, no, Heather's face.
I don't know.
Well, just take a guess. I don't know either. Okay. To be honest with you, I know the answer.
I don't know either.
It's questions. Because I'm not a consistent person.
No, I know. I have like three different answers in my head for you.
Okay.
I go through phases.
Do I have to say the exact name? Okay, I don't know.
No, just say what are you drinking at the after party, Becca?
Anything.
Anything. Yes.
I wrote tequila.
Oh, okay. I was going to say tequila.
I think
or whiskey.
I wrote ranch water because of your new Austin.
You know what? You're both right, because ranch water is made with tequila, and that is what I've been drinking.
I was going to say whiskey and neat as well.
Yeah, I do. On the rocks.
I didn't. Or oh, I thought it was neat.
Well, no, it's on the rocks.
I'm a whiskey on the rocks as well.
You are?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's my drink of choice. I didn't know this either.
Question number two.
That wasn't 0 points. That was 1 point for both.
We both got one.
Because I said anything, and that falls under the category of anything.
It does.
Okay. All right. If Becca wants to be the point giver, I'm not going to stop her. It's her game. All right. You're going to go get a coffee from Starbucks. You text Becca, do you want anything? She says, sure. What's her order?
Oh, God. Again, I go through faces.
I know what your order is.
You do?
You may.
I don't know. You've had a couple. All right. Just make a guess. Come on. Just for the fun of this game.
I'll give you
We're going to learn things about Becca.
Is this way? I have a question.
Just put down your answer.
Okay. I don't know.
If Becca, right. Becca, what do you want from Starbucks, girl?
If it's hot, I'll do an almond milk latte. If it's cold, I'll do an iced matcha.
Okay.
Neither.
No. What did you guess, Heather?
Americano with oat milk.
Oh, how fancy. Sophisticated.
Oh, okay.
You know what? That's kind of what I've been doing. I had iced oat milk latte.
Guys, but then I was like, I don't do oat milk.
Why not?
Oh.
It's high in carbs.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Shit, it's very I've been high drinking in carbs. It.
My next question. Here we go.
Okay.
Becca has to choose between doing two things that she absolutely hates. One, posting a sexy TikTok dance on Instagram. Or number two, posting a self-congratulations post about her new job. What horrible thing did she need to do?
Will she actually do?
If I have to do one of the two?
You have to do one. Are you going to post a sexual dance on TikTok, Instagram, or are you going to post like a screenshot of the Deadline article about your new job?
I'm going to say, This is tricky because I do post dance videos.
That's
but
what
not,
I was thinking.
They're not sexy. Sexy TikTok. Hold they're on. Actually
Don't
legit.
Talk it through. What's your answer?
I'm going to say I'll post a congratulatory job thing.
Oh.
Is that your answer, Heather?
Yep.
That's what I wrote.
What Heather wrote.
Because I
couldn't picture you like actually being serious through the whole thing.
Sexy TikTok video? Never.
Sexy TikTok video.
But you do, your dances that you post are sexual. So that is, there is a big gray area there. Where Jack, like what makes something sexual and what makes, and also what is a self-congratulatory post? Because I was not thinking posting the Deadline article. I was thinking Becca making this long paragraph about how great she was at her job. Oh. So
I would just like to say there's a big difference of my dancing versus sexy TikTok. Okay.
Thinking sexy TikTok?
Go look up Jade
dancing.
Chenoweth. Look up Jade Chenoweth and watch her dancing. And that is not what Becca will do because that's very sexy.
I just think your dancing is sexual in the,
that's because
like,
I'm sexy.
Sexual.
Jack.
I know. Aww. You're naturally sexy, which equals a sexy TikTok dance.
Thank you.
I have the same problem. So I really understand when you're this sexy, it's really hard to turn it off.
Wait, Kelty,
I
was going to ask you if you still have like your heels, like your dance heels, your ballroom heels.
Of course.
Are you kidding?
A LaDuca boot? It's like $400.
A LaDuca boot?
When I left Radio City, I took my reindeer boots and they're brown with like the black little hoof toe. And then I painted them with paint. So now I have like a fierce little black LaDuca boot. I've got all
Do you wear
my,
it on Halloween or Christmas?
I wear them sometimes when I think I'm going to be back on Broadway as Roxy Hart in Chicago.
Mm. For your husband?
Yeah. And then I also have all my ballroom heels from Peep Show. They were so beautiful and they had
those
them all
ballroom
rhinestoned
heels.
And they were so beautiful.
Okay. I would like everybody to, this is a sidebar because we're done talking about Kelsey's dance
I know.
Career.
I'm like, dude, nobody cares about your heels.
Heather did.
I love talking about Kelsey's dance career.
Everyone needs to go watch season 4. Brittany 2.0 is the name of the episode. And Heather and I have a dance off, and it is comical because she's so good. Like, Heather was a Beyonce backup dancer. That is like top 1% of the whole industry. Heather.
Can't wait to watch it.
And like, I had to go dance on a football field in Long Beach for about 8 hours in this hot sun to do this like dance break with her. This was one of my first days on set.
Yes. I feel like that was such an icebreaker because it was like, let's put everybody, including me, like all the dancers as well, in the hardest circumstance. It's so hot. It's a hard dance, like a really hard dance.
It was a really hard dance.
Good luck. Have fun.
Everybody go watch it because it was, if you want to see what straight up fear looks like, it's in my eyes.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Last two questions. Choose one. Becca is late, on time, or early.
I actually do know this. Ding, 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 ding. Today was not a good...
Don't give away the secrets. Becca, are you late, on time, or early?
On time.
Oh, yes.
That's what... What did you say, Jack?
I had on time, and then I was like... Has Becca been early? I wouldn't know because I'm never
you're late.
Early. I live on the west side.
Period.
Traffic is crazy today for 5 years.
Listen, it always is.
Heather got it right on time.
Okay. So Heather, 2 points for Heather. Okay. Now, last question.
That was three.
That's three. No, first one's not counting. Okay. Three to one. Okay. Becca is so successful that she gets to hire one member of full-time staff for her Hollywood life. What person does she hire?
Full-time staff.
Is it a stylist? Is it a trainer? Is it a chef? Is it a facialist? Is it an organizer? Is it
an organizer?
A driver?
You can have a full-time
is it a chauffeur?
That's what Kelsey would want.
Is it a personal? Is it a second wife for Zach?
A second wife for Zach.
I like the second wife.
Is it a nanny? Is it a? We don't know.
A nanny for myself.
Successful. AKA
your dog.
I would love a nanny for myself, quite frankly.
Sounds so nice.
Okay, Becca, who are you hiring?
This is hard.
Hands down, 100% a chef.
Oh, I almost put that.
That's what Jack put. What did
I
you say,
almost
Heather?
Put that? I thought driver because I didn't know if you liked to drive or not.
I was between the two, vacillating.
Okay,
but now that I live in Austin, I don't have to really drive that much. So
you're full time in Austin.
Sure am.
You golf cart around. Now.
I mean, I'll be back once a month in LA.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Mm-hmm. Becca, I have to say, Heather knows you best.
Oh, yep.
Listen, Heather, you're a bystander.
I don't agree with this.
Just give me stalking Instagram. That's question. All.
It's from stalking. Don't judge the questions.
I am because you made them.
So rude.
Rude.
Yeah, Heather, I feel like Jack well, would.
Heather
would
is
know
the all-star bystander.
She's the most bystandery. The new podcast, The Bystanders, is coming out May-ish. Heather is wonderful. You can follow her at Heather
Elizabeth.
But two R's. There's two R's.
There's two R's and there's two H's.
Oh, Heather, come on.
You gotta get your Instagram.
This is the most Heather thing ever.
Yeah.
Also, when I talk about you guys, everybody who listens to the podcast, you hear me occasionally talk about someone I know who got a flip phone like after smartphones came out. It's Heather. It's Heather who
I had a BlackBerry.
You had a BlackBerry.
I had a BlackBerry. And I also inspired other people to get a BlackBerry.
Yeah. You were like a reverse pioneer of technology.
Is it just because you don't want to go on the internet?
No, it's because I was out of my mind at the time. Now I have now I have like a stupid iPhone 6 because I just am like so lazy to get
an iPhone.
An iPhone 6.
You guys, the video on my phone is just awful.
I love this for you.
I'm like a Silver Lake girl, but like I don't live in Silver Lake and I live like out in like the suburbs.
No, and this I just could don't. Not be more you. This is you. You are an iPhone 6 because an you iPhone just 6. Don't give a...
I love it. I want an iPhone 10.
You can sorry.
Want one?
I just have two children.
I have a question. Is your iPhone so old that you have green text or are you at least blue texting?
Oh, I get blue texting.
Okay. Yeah,
it's only green if they don't have one.
Okay. Just making sure. Sorry, Kelty.
Heather, we're so excited. Heather Elizabeth on Instagram and check out the new podcast. We'll post it when it comes out. We're so excited. Yeah. Thank you for reminiscing with us. This was so fun.
Thank you.
I love you.
See you next Tuesday. Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social. At Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday. This episode of Lady Gang was brought to you by the all-new Hyundai Tucson. The SUV reimagined from the inside out. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.